The Brewers and the Giants locking horns at Miller Park on Tuesday. Chase Anderson has compiled two straight scoreless outings. He wouldn't mind a third. Game is scoreless in the second until Hernan Perez steps in.
Idea B, a cap jersey. There's a swing and a long, high drive way back into left field and high up into the second deck off the bat of Perez. 1-0 Milwaukee. Here's the pitch. Sogard lifts a high pop fly. Shallow left, could be trouble. It's falling, 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 and diving for it is Crawford. He can't get to it. It falls in there, and two runs will score. Austin Slater could not get to it. Nunez raced out from third, and Crawford angled out from short. It was right along the line and right in the sort of Bermuda Triangle there.
Kane's 1-2 pitch to his counterpart Anderson. A curve is driven to deep left field. Slater sprinting back, and this one's over his head, and Slater crashes into the wall as it's up against the wall. Broxton around third. Hill scores. Slater picks it up and relays it back in, but the pitcher, Anderson, almost took one deep. He hits it to the wall in left field. A two-out double. 5-0 Milwaukee.
Here's the stretch, and here's the pitch. Fastball hits sharply on one hop to second. Sogard's got it and throws him out at first, and the ball game is over.
The Giants could never quite recover from a rough second inning in which Matt Cain gave up four runs. Even though the Giants did threaten in the ninth, they ultimately fell by a 5-2 score. Here is San Francisco skipper Bruce Bochy. Get out of
that inning. Yeah, and I told him he should have come out of that better. You have a hot hitter up there, and when you have a hot hitter, it seems like those things fall in, and Crawl went a long ways, but couldn't quite get it. And, ended up being three runs, really, because a couple scored there with two outs, runners going. And, of course, base hit after that. Matt had to work hard. So, really, he could have fared a lot better than what happened tonight. And their guy was really good. He's got good stuff, velocity, had a good changeup, breaking ball. He's been throwing well, and he threw well tonight.
Seems in these games where you either start a little late or the offense isn't quite there, you get a lot of double plays again, just sort of fall into that rut a little bit.
Yeah, the double plays got us tonight. Even when we ran a guy stay out of it, that was a double play. So, those are rally killers. You give the pitcher credit. He's making pitches to induce the ground balls, and we did hit a lot of grounders, but we just couldn't keep it moving tonight. That was different from the other games this road trip where we've been scoring. When we don't score, then usually some double plays are involved.
How about Nunez? He seems like he's been picking up his play on the road recently, but he was 3-for-4 today, and he had the back-to-back home runs the 2 days before. What has he been doing to kind of accelerate his play on the road?
He's just playing great ball. You're right. He has been swinging the bat well and using whole field. He's showing more power now. He's driving the ball. He got in a little rut there, but he's come out of it. Now he's the player that he was last year. He made the All-Star team, hit 300. We got him, did a great job for us. Now he's just being who he is, and that's really difference is he's letting it go, and I think he was pressing a little bit earlier, but now he's just being himself.
They told us about Dyson during the game. What do you know about him, or what have you seen from
him? I gotta get with Bobby and see what the game plan is. I'd like to get with him first, talk about when he's going to join us. Again, what their plan is, but here's a guy that he doesn't have a lot of time in, but he's has a lot of experience pitching late in the ball game, and good arm that has gotten off to a rough start there in Texas, and we're hoping change of scenery is going to serve him well.
somebody you think the bullpen could benefit from, a little more experience?
Yeah, that can always help, especially a guy, a late inning guy. But bullpen, I mean, here the last 2 days, they've done a great job. But I think anytime you look at a guy that had the kind of year he did last year and the experience pitching late in the ball game, we all have our hiccups in this game that we can get him back on track, and he certainly can help us in those late innings.
The Giants look to get back in the win column on Wednesday when they send Ty Block to the mound. He will be opposed by Jimmy Nelson.